Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4329.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
All right, it was a close friend of mine who played sports. He had a good head on his shoulders. He, really just set a good example as far as what work ethic was. And that just influenced me to, pursue, in everything that I did, just to do it full on at 100%.
What do you aspire to be?
I aspire to be the best me I can, day to day. I always want to make sure that today is better than it was the day before, and to just, it's like this old Vince Lombardi quote, chasing perfection, but knowing that you won't catch it just so you can be excellent. So that's what I want to be, excellent.
What types of things make you happy?
Helping other people, competing and winning.
What types of things make you sad?
I would have to say things like when I'm helping somebody and I know that what they told me they wanted to accomplish, but they don't put the work ethic for it to match up with what they said, that kind of discourages me. Not discouraging me, but I feel sorry for them because they didn't stay true to what they said they wanted to do.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
Well, came from a very complete world. Both mom and dad were home. Had a lot of siblings. And, everybody was really off in their own world, but I kind of watched and learned from a distance, and just saw different things that I wanted to take away. So, it really shaped me to close my mouth and listen, because I have two ears and one mouth for a reason.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
Well, there are a lot of competitive people, but I'm on the borderline of fanatically competitive, but only against myself because I know how good I can do things. But I think that would be the one thing that separates me. And I just developed it over time. Like I said, growing up in a big family, you compete and it's fun. That's what we do.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I think the most admirable quality a person can have is a dream. Because if they don't have a dream, it's like, what's the point in living if you're not pursuing something bigger than you?
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I like best that I know that I'm going after something. As far as least, I never thought of it, like, what do I like least about myself?
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
You can only control two things, your attitude and your actions, and you finish what you start.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
It'll start off with a good breakfast in the morning, then we'll go to the gym or the playground. Everybody will run around, work out, then we'll either go somewhere, movie, mall, go out, make some new friends, meet some people, and then come back home.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
It was probably my fifth. When I was 5 years old, I got a piano. I still don't know how to play piano, but it was just so cool that I got a piano. It was like a baby piano.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Playing basketball in the backyard. Raking up the leaves and jumping in piles of leaves and snow fights. I love snow.
What is your favorite book?
Actually, it's a couple. It's two. Start with Why and The Slight Edge.
What is your favorite word and why?
Excellence. It's because it just means so much. When you think of something excellent, you think of something like, wow, this thing is amazing.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
None. I can't stand sports. It's like, no. I like really just about everything. Haven't really gotten to cricket too much, but basketball, soccer. Mainly, if it's on ESPN SportsCenter, I watch it.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I've actually just started tapping into it now, only because I very rarely sleep. But I'm starting to write more, kind of keep track of like my thoughts throughout the day. If something hits me, I'll just write it down. I started drawing recently, like past month or so. But yeah, that's what I do.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
A lot of times. When I had braids, it was Allen Iverson, Trey Songz. It's crazy.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
It was kind of a test in college. I tried out for a basketball team and got a chance to make it. You know, even though I didn't make it, I got a call back saying I did make it, and I stayed all throughout college.
Choose a prominent person, either living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
I would love to interview. Good question. I never thought of that. I just saw that movie Lincoln, so I think interviewing Abraham Lincoln might be cool.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
It was a snowstorm, and I had a business meeting for a couple that we were helping out. And, you know, I knew that they needed what we were putting together or what we could help them with. And, you know, after that meeting, I saw a real change in just how they were going about with their business. And, you know, it led to the husband being able to, you know, create enough revenue to bring his wife home from work and, you know, just change the whole entire, like, outlook on their family, which is pretty cool.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
Yeah, just that constant chase of just chasing perfection, you know? I mean, I think it's out there. I think you have as great a day, a perfect, you can make it at least once. If you get it one time, you know, at least you can say that you did it. But, you know, just constantly making myself better is just something that drives me. And that Vince Lombardi quote is just drills in my mind every day, every moment.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I would love to be in the British Virgin Islands on Peter Island.
What is your approach to life?
When?
What is the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
You know, I think growing up, people don't talk about enough, you know, really what the deal is. You know, you hear the whole go to school, get a great job, get a great education. But when you kind of follow that model, you get out of school, you realize that great, awesome, super fantastic job that everybody was talking about isn't out there, and you kind of realize that what your parents did for 40 years is completely different from what you're going to do. So kind of like at that moment, I kind of woke up and I was like, whoa, I need to change some stuff. And it really led me to just becoming, personally developing myself and just associating with people who were in life where I wanted to be. So
what is your favorite dinner?
Some good old Italian food. Calamari for the appetizer. Then we got to go with some chicken parm, mozzarella sticks, spaghetti, Caesar salad. And then you got to finish it off with a nice hot fudgy brownie with some vanilla ice cream, hot fudge, and caramel.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
No, couldn't sit still long enough.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
Hop the gate so I can get back in school after they close it.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Brush my teeth and read.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
There isn't anything I can't do.
What is your favorite season and why?
I have to say spring, because it's that cool breeze at night, but during the day you don't need a coat, and then you go outside and run all day.
What matters to you most?
Leaving a legacy for my kids.
What great cause do you feel strongly about?
Financial independence. Even though we live in a free country, you're not free until you're financially free.
What's your favorite joke?
One-liners are cool, but, you know, Kid President on ESPN is pretty funny to me.
If you were a superhero, who would you be, and what would your power be?
Wow, I would be a mix of Wolverine and, who's this guy that can absorb powers? Bishop and Professor Xavier, because I want to read your mind, I don't want to get broken up, and I want to take your power.
If you could be invisible, where would you go, and what would you do?
I think I would just like play practical jokes on people. I wouldn't take anything, because I don't believe in that, but yeah, I would just be like the practical jokester.
How did your ancestors come to this country?
I'm pretty sure we came on a boat fettered with chains around our limbs. yeah.
Why did you choose marketing consultant as your line of work?
Well, that's just a tip of what I do. But I like really just creating a message for people and, finding what drives people to make their decisions. And just connection, because I believe, connecting with people is what it's all about.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
The change. It's constant change, constant every day. New trends, new platforms to engage people on.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be? Why would you choose this career?
Well, I'm in the process of choosing a different career, which is being a full-time dad. I'm being a professional diaper changer and bike riding instructor, because at the end of the day, I want to be with my family all day.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
I do not have a boss. I'm my boss. Probably have some more kids. This time of year, which is March, I would probably be somewhere tropical. And, accomplishing more dreams and helping other people reach theirs.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Nice stroll downtown, going to a nice restaurant afterwards, walking around, and just taking in the sights.
What do you love most about your wife?
Just her versatility. Whether you could be like a biker, or you could be like a pastor, and like she like just gives everybody just like her undivided attention, and she just can really just make you feel like you've known her for years.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your wife?
Send her flowers, take her out to eat, and send her chocolate covered Oreos.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
A buddy of mine challenged me. He challenged me in a sense of, just volunteer-wise, like, what have I done recently? And, I realized I was really focused a lot on business and other things that I had going on. So, he said just find anything, the best thing to fit in your schedule. And, this was godsend, just to be able to help people. Just being able to help people.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Blaze boldly in the direction of your dreams. Seriously, just make every day last. Make the most of it. Chase perfection, knowing all the while you will never attain it. but chase it relentlessly, because at the end of that chase, you're going to master excellence, and that's what's going to, you know, really separate you from everybody else that's out there, because you are special. So make it happen.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4329.